Extreme sanctification. A third type of fanaticism confronted by Ellen White was extreme sanctification, sometimes called holy flesh. This fanaticism came to the Millerite movement in 1842 through John Starkweather, who served briefly as associate pastor with Joshua V. Himes at the Chardon Street Chapel in Boston. Starkweather held that when a person was converted and blessed with the gift of sanctification, one's inclinations, desires, and impressions became holy and pure. His view denied the continued presence of the sinful nature and led to many bizarre and shameful actions by its adherents. During the first half of 1845, a similar form of fanaticism was active in Maine. William H. Hyde, the 17-year-old son of a Portland bookseller, is one example. Hyde became involved with Adventists who were advocating that they show their love for one another in a familiar way. They believed that men and women could remain pure and lie together innocently on the same bed. At the time, Hyde was staying in Topsom, Maine, north of Portland. Probably during April 1845, he contracted a serious case of bloody dysentery. After 2 weeks of severe illness, the physicians concluded that Hyde's case was almost hopeless. He sent for James White, Ellen Harmon, and some others to come and pray for him. They appealed for him to renounce his fanaticism and let them take him away from those who were influencing him. Hyde agreed, was taken to a different home in Topsom, and humbly confessed. During earnest prayer, the Holy Spirit rested on him and all present. Believing that he was healed, Hyde arose and sat down to a full farmer's meal. Ellen White recollected that his recovery was perfect and lasting.